Library of the Living Dead, in association with Darker Projects, presents Zompod. Undead stories for the zombie apocalypse. Zompod number 4, containing 3 stories from The King in Red by Nikki Rivers. Shuffled down the empty street. A booming voice kept buzzing in his head like the ranting of a mad god.
Meat is good.
He had to remind himself, one foot in front of the other. Put one foot in front of the other. John followed a short distance behind. John's broken leg slowed him down. Every few steps, John would stumble, a splinter of bone jutting out of the side of his leg, and fall on his face, whacking his broken nose against the blacktop again and again. Most of the left side of his face had been smashed a hamburger.
Meat is good.
Hamburger. He could really go for a slab of face hamburger. Just grab John's head and use his teeth to tear away a delicious mouthful of face. It would be chewy and drippy with blood. Judas shook his head to clear away the buzzing of a hungry voice. Judas could not, would not, eat John. John was loyal, his best friend, his only friend. Judas was so hungry. All he could think about was meat. Fresh meat. Good meat. Meat is good.
Meat is good.
Even the stringy bits clinging to an old bone would be enough. Just something to keep the big voice away for a few hours.
Look for the meat.
Judas lifted his head and let his nose listen to the wind howling between the skyscrapers. He couldn't smell any meat. The meat had gone into hiding. He looked with his eyes, letting them roam around inside his head like goldfish swimming in a half-empty bowl. Slivers of glass littered the road, the harsh sunlight turning them into tiny mirrors that mocked his hunger. The big voice called to him, whispering thoughts of blood and flesh, the way a deep well of cold, dark water might whisper to a thirsty man in a desert. The voice was always there, the big hunger voice, gnawing at him, pushing him, driving him to hunt, to hurt, to kill.
Look for the meat.
Judas looked at the broken glass. The tiny pebbles sparkled and winked. He looked up at the letters above the shattered window. FOODCITY. Those letters meant something. Some knowledge he could feel clawing at his brain from behind the angry, buzzing hunger voice. He let his eyes roam until he saw the black shadow outlines of people moving around inside the store. People, live people, were inside the store. People were fleshy and fresh, full of blood and bone and gristle. Meat people. Judas moaned, drool running down his chin. Behind him, John moaned in anticipation. Their cries rose into the skyscrapers and echoed down the street. Around them came the distant howling reply of the hungry. Judas had led his people to meat.
Time
for the feast.
Of all those who had risen, Judas was unique. Judas and John waited in a dark alley while the blackbird flew overhead. John mewed like a frightened kitten as the rotor blade noise tore through the sky. Judas knew that the sky hunters were looking for him. In the park beyond the skyscrapers, the blackbird rained lead onto his people, returning them to the eternal sleep from which they'd risen. They had not found him this time. A few days ago, hunters had burned a city block and thrown balls of fire into a legion of his brothers. They had not found him then. Like a tide of blood, Judas hid during the day and returned at night. When the hunters slept, Judas would find them. He could smell their flesh on the wind and see their hasty barricades. He would lead his people to the hunters. They would feast on their flesh. After the feast, the bodies of the hunters would awake and join the ranks of the risen. It was the new circle of life. Like every prophet, Judas had a follower. John was the first heretic, ignoring the empty and random life of the undead masses to wander the city by Judas's side. Tethered together by a leash of fear and hunger, John stood by Judas, loyal as the corpse of a dog. Judas and John shuffled out of the alley.
Meet.
Good. Judas moaned. Meat, John said. He drew the word out when he spoke, like a butcher pulling the knife from a cutting block. Judas shook his head and rolled his eyes. He clouted John in the back of the head, hoping to send the spiders of cognition scurrying up the cobwebs of John's mind.
Meat.
Good. John said. Judas smiled. A fireman shuffled by them, wearing a heavy jacket, red hat. Its skin had been burned black. It was cracked in places like flashes of lightning and storm clouds. A tribal tattoo of yellow pus ran through the cracks on its face. Judas smashed his closed fist into the fireman's face. It staggered back a step, lidless eyes opening wide. Judas hit it again, harder. The fireman crumpled to the ground, landing on its knees. Judas leaned over the corpse, putting both hands on its shoulders. It looked up into his face.
Pray.
Judas said, then vomited blood onto the fireman's face. Blood ran into its eyes and down its throat. The air smelled of heavy copper and something else, a slippery eel pheromone smell beyond that of the living. Recognition suddenly bloomed in its face, replacing the empty stare of the undead masses. The fireman wiped the blood from its face and licked it from its fingers. It stood up and took its place beside John. Matt. The fireman would be called Matt.
When Mariana laughed, the sunshine stopped to listen. She laughed often. Laughter was to Mariana as purring was to a kitten. From a dark second-floor window, Judas watched the child playing in the street. She kicked a severed head. The head rolled up the curb and bounced off a rusted mailbox. The head's eyes moved as it rolled to a stop, watching Mariana approach and then making crab claw bites at her black shoes as she kicked it again. She giggled, watching the eyes dizzily roll up as it bounced off a glass storefront and landed in the middle of the street. Breathing heavily, Mariana skipped over to where the head lay. She took a yellow flower from her hair and placed it behind the head's ear, careful to keep her fingers away from the snapping turtle jaw. Then she kicked it again. From somewhere nearby, a gunshot echoed from a high-powered rifle. Mariana looked up at the windows. Judas hissed and shrank further back into the darkness. The face of the brownstone street was empty. Blank windows set into burgundy brick looked out into cracked blacktop. Puffy dandelions grew playfully in the cracks. Mariana kicked the head again. It flipped over the curb and landed upright next to a no parking sign. She gathered a handful of dandelions and padded quickly off the road and onto the sidewalk, standing next to her disembodied playmate. A second gunshot sounded from much closer. Mariana smoothed her sundress with one hand. She lifted her leg and looked at the bottom of her foot. She put her foot down and rolled her eyes. She wasn't very good at being patient. At least it wouldn't be a long wait. The summer silence was suddenly broken by the drumming of hoofbeats on blacktop and the husky, heavy breathing of wild horses. They tore around the corner and galloped past Mariana and the severed head, eyes wild with fright and flecks of foam dripping from bared teeth. The four horses, two gray and white speckled mares, and two brown and black foals, sped past as though their manes and tails were on fire. Another gunshot exploded a window behind Mariana. An African man leaning out of the window of a red sports car sped past in a blur. As the car roared up the street, he turned his head, and his eyes caught Mariana's eyes for a moment. She held up a bouquet of yellow weeds. His face went slack, and he slammed both feet onto the brake pedal, dropping the assault rifle out of the window. The red car squealed like a kitten in a blender and skipped to a stop. "Oh my God!" the black man yelled. "Oh my God in heaven!" He stumbled out of the car, climbing over the gear shift and flinging open the passenger door. He fell out of the car, tumbling to the ground like an astronaut climbing out of a wrecked space capsule onto an alien world. "My God! My God! My God! How? Who?" The words spit from his mouth in a jumbled heap like coins from a nickel slot machine. Mariana waited. As he righted himself and took a shuffling half-step towards her, she held up the bundle of dandelions.
"Twap,"
Mariana said.
"Twap?"
the black man said. "I don't understand."
"Twap,"
Mariana said and smiled, putting the flowers into the outstretched hand.
"Trap,"
Matt said from behind him, and then hit the black man in the back with a red fire axe. The man screamed, the frantic puzzle pieces falling painfully into place. Mariana grabbed his arm and scrambled up onto his chest, sinking her teeth into his neck with the ferocity of a rabid wolverine. The smell of her rotting and decayed flesh, buried under perfume and yellow flowers, clawed its way into his nose.
Get off me, you disgusting thing!
On the curb, the head licked its lips and waited, hoping for scraps.
Zompod 4 featured three stories by author Nikki Rivers. Narration and post-production by Dr. Puss. Songs Hammering On, Amazing Grace, and Tiny Bumblebee from PodSafe Music. This has been Zompod, episode number 4.